Is your glass half full or half empty? There's no doubt you've heard that saying at least a few times in your life, but have you ever stopped to think about it and answer the question? Your answer will theoretically provide clues as to how you see yourself in the world. Although a glass half full or half empty are essentially the same, the theory is if that you choose half full, then you are thought to be more positive and optimistic. If you choose half empty, then the opposite would be true. Now here's something that may surprise you. Most people have no idea whether or not their glasses are half full or half empty because most never really pay attention to whether or not they're living life from a positive or pessimistic point of view. Really, who bothers to sit down and think about it with so much going on in the world and the amount of constant distractions we have to deal with? Things like television, the internet, politics, and keeping up with the lives of others via Facebook. Oh, and let's not forget work, school, social events, keeping up with the kids, and paying the bills. With all of that going on, who has time to sit and wonder whether or not their attitude is positive, right? All of those distractions I just mentioned are reasons why you should focus on how you view yourself in the world. Why? Because your opinion of yourself and your outlook on others and the world can determine how well you live your life. How do you see the world? Often the way we choose to see things, whether from a positive point of view or negative one, will almost always determine the outcome. Here's what I mean by that. I have a good friend who is the perfect example of this. This guy has a big heart and would give you the shirt off his back if you needed it. The odd thing about him is that he is always expecting the worst. Here he is, this wonderfully nice person who's always ready to lend a helping hand. But at the same time, he spends about 90% of his time being negative about everything. I remember one beautiful sunny day. It was about 80 or 85 degrees and clear blue skies. Just a picture-perfect day. My friend said, "Well, it's sunny now, but it could all change in a blink of an eye. The wind could get really violent, and before you know it, we're running for our lives from a tornado." It doesn't matter to him that he lives in Los Angeles, where the chances of a tornado whipping through the Southland is about as likely as a snow-free winter in Chicago. My poor friend is the same about everything. He got a great promotion at his job and a nice pay increase. That was 2 years ago, and to this day, he goes on and on about how he could lose his job at any time. Clearly, my friend's glass is half empty. Does your glass look like his? Imagine how happier my friend would be if he started to look at himself and the world from a more positive perspective. I admit, this example is a bit extreme, but I think you get the point. Something else to keep in mind is that negative thinking could also point to self-esteem issues. In my book, How to Be Confident, a blueprint for increasing your self-confidence, you'll find some clear examples that show you how to view yourself and the world around you, which can have an effect on your ability to be more positive or negative. Now, you don't need to be as extreme as my friend in order to be in need of a mindset tune-up. Here are a few examples, and if any ring a bell with you, then it's time to take steps to work on your attitude and thinking. When faced with an obstacle, do you automatically assume it will be difficult to do? Or do you try to look at the bigger picture before you decide whether or not you can accomplish whatever it is you need to do? Do you complain about something or something regularly? Are you the life of the party or the person people tend to avoid? Do you start your day dreading going to work, or do you more often recognize how lucky you are to have employment? Do you gossip about other people to anyone willing to listen, or do you ignore rumors and remain silent? When it comes to becoming more positive, it's probably one of the best things you can do for yourself. It's not about walking around in a bubble thinking all is right with the world and nothing bad ever happens. Instead, it's about acknowledging the good things in your life and choosing to focus on those things. Think of it this way. If you only had minutes to live and were given the opportunity to spend your last minutes thinking about anything you wanted, would you really want to focus on something negative or something that made you smile and feel good? In the next section, you'll learn how having a positive attitude can lead to great relationships, higher income, a happier life overall, and even better health.